Hi guys, what's up? It is me, Leray. Welcome back to Put a Sock in a Podcast featuring Leray and Nar.
What's good, y'all?
Is that how we're going to start today?
What's up, guys? Voice? Noah back here.
Oh my God. I can't believe you're both. Your voice. Okay, not on the Snorlax. Not on my.
Can't believe. Where were you going with that?
I can't believe your voice can get that deep.
It's whatever.
Not the Batman voice.
Wait, who?
Hey, what up, shawty?
Nah.
Yo. Hey, yo, let me see that pussy.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Hey, Peter.
Oh, my God.
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good. All right, should I talk? How about you talk in like a feminine voice and I talk into a masculine voice?
Hell no.
Come on, let's try. Let's be silly this episode.
Hey, what up, Noah?
Hey.
Okay, let's try it. Ready?
No.
Yes. Come on.
Again,
we do something every episode. Doesn't I know, help but the
let's,
case.
Let's try it. Ready?
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me, Leray.
Hey, y'all. It's Noah.
And today, welcome back to Put a Sock in a Podcast featuring Leray and Noah Beck. Hey, Noah. So how's your day been, friend?
It's been okay.
That's lit. It's real lit.
I have a stomach ache and a lot of anxiety and.
Oh, yeah, because now you're making fun of me, bitch. Now you're to be silly.
What song is it that's like the intro? It's like every other rap song that like has like the intro of like a female voiceover. I'm just trying to do one of those.
Uzi, wake your ass up.
That's like the first one that came to my mind too. It was like
Uzi, wake your ass up.
You think Uzi was asleep when she said that?
Don't think I didn't see your Chanel shit. Uzi, was that good?
Be who you are.
Stop.
I'm sorry, Queen.
Okay,
so first of all, when you talk like that, it like my body just gets the shingles. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, let me whisper it to you.
Dixie girl, you better watch out. Okay, so we're gonna be, what are we doing today? I don't even know. I work here at this point.
We're going
there's like
it
no,
all.
There's like nothing like, no current. Anyways.
Why your voice got that high? You know, there's like nothing like.
I thought we were still doing it.
We're still doing it. Okay, my bad.
No, fuck that.
No. I'm sorry.
Okay, like, there's nothing like.
There's nothing crazy going on.
Current topics right now. Well, I mean.
There is, but.
One thing that just happened that is like very controversial. And I say we bring it up and then we drop it. Because.
Let's bring it up and then drop it.
Love it.
Monkeypox.
And that is big. Very big current event. Are you good?
I thought I had monkeypox 2 days ago. And you know like those things where you Google something like you feel like a symptom and then like you just self-diagnose yourself?
But yeah, it'll be like my head hurts and it'll be like on Google. It'll be
like bronchitis.
You need to amputate it.
Mm-hmm. Like I had a big pimple and I had a pimple patch on it. And my
it
family
makes
was
you
like,
overthink so
yes,
much.
Yes, I fully thought I had monkey. Ask Greg, I caught him crying.
It was just a pimple. He thinks he has monkeypox.
I had, no, it was two pimples, but they were like, I don't break out that much.
Stress.
It was definitely stress.
Maybe the stress from the monkeypox.
See, I like the way you think. You just be
love
thinking.
It. You gotta flip it. It's the perspective.
Mm-hmm. Manifesting.
How long would you let a pizza sit out on a counter until you would deem it inedible?
Oh, okay. That's a good one.
Okay, guys. It's game night. You order pizza with your friends.
You're painting a picture.
You know?
Like it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. It's game night.
Paint me a picture, friend.
All sitting on the ground on a blanket.
What? Okay.
That's what it's like at my house. I have no furniture right now. Big blanket. Everyone's sitting on the ground. It's kind of hardwood floor. Everyone's
what kind of blanket is it giving?
Like that tingly feeling
is it giving
after a while.
IKEA blanket? Is it giving?
It's a quilted, a burgundy color.
Ugh.
Kind of grandma-y.
Ugh.
You know?
The fuck?
We're all sitting on it. We're playing Monopoly, okay?
Oh, I like Monopoly.
We love Monopoly.
Mm-hmm.
6-7 people. We order 4 large pizzas.
What pizza?
We order from Prince Street.
Ugh. What the fuck? You're ruining this picture for me.
I thought it was a great picture. We don't like Prince.
I've never had it. What is it?
Girl, love Prince Street. Can we do Domino's?
We're doing Domino's.
What?
We order Domino's. Let him
don't
be.
Silence me, Domino's. I'm painting a picture.
Domino's, okay? We ordered Domino's. We have 4 large pizzas.
That's
whatever kind you want to imagine. I'm not going to go through what they are.
Is there ranch?
Wait, because that could play a role in like the toppings and like if the toppings go bad.
True.
So if cheese pizza, we'll do this one first. All cheese pizza.
Ugh.
No, but you're hungry, so you still eat it.
Oh. Mm.
Okay, we all eat it, you know. Mm-hmm. There's one box left with 6 slices left.
Is there ranch left?
There's ranch. You have ranch in the in the fridge.
Okay, yes.
Someone packed it up in a little cup.
Mm. Wait, what?
In a little
Let's continue. What's is it Hidden Valley? Because like if it's little, Hidden Valley, I'm not about to.
You know, like those little. Sauce cup? What is it?
Like a little sauce cup.
Yeah, like a sauce cup. Yeah. That's what, okay.
Guys, y'all are ruining the picture.
Okay, okay. Picture's back in. Okay. You have the ranch.
Okay.
You save the pizza. You throw all the other boxes out and you save the pizza. You realize it's in your.
Clean puss.
You realize it's on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, you keep it there. And you go on about your day.
Dirty puss.
For 3 days.
What? 3 days?
3 days.
Noah, now that's trifling.
Wait.
Would you hit that?
That answers the question. For 2 days.
Oh, okay, 2 days. 2 days.
So it's 2 days later.
48 hours.
You realize,
let's go.
Oh my God, wait, this, like, I usually don't pass this part in my house unless I'm playing games with my friends. So then you realize the pizza's
house.
There.
This is the big house.
You're rich.
Oh, okay. Girl's giving Elon Musk.
And okay, so. You come across this pizza and there's 6 slices left still.
Mmm.
It's obviously, it's not cold. It's room temp because of the fact that it was on the counter or on the blanket.
You don't have AC?
Do you eat it? Like, do you eat it or not? Like, how many days?
Okay, well, the picture you painted.
Like, do you
room
eat
room temperature?
The day after, like, that's fine.
Do
right?
I live in
like,
Las
I think we
Vegas?
All can agree that the day after, like, it's just leftovers at that okay. point.
I personally would eat it.
I would give it.
I got thrown in the microwave.
I think if I put it in the fridge, I think due to the fact that it feels more taken care of rather than just on the counter, I think on the fridge, I would go 3 days.
I'm not even going to lie.
Counter, I would go 2.
It goes, pizza should not sit out more than 2 hours or more. I've ate pizza that sat out for like a day. I'm not even going to hold you.
Oh, I think that's so normal.
It's completely normal and it's good.
I would eat it cold or hot. Doesn't matter.
Personally, I like my grilled chicken cold.
That's okay, an interesting that. Take. I think with the pizza, I think I would. There's 6 slices. If I'm hot, I'd go 3. I'd go 3 slices. You know, if I'm feeling to like make me full but not overeat, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I would do 2 warm and 1 cold, just to like.
Okay, but the pizza that's left out. How? What's the longest you're giving yourself before you're like, no, we're not touching this?
I'd say a day.
Yeah.
A day doesn't sound too bad.
No. Why am I getting 2 days from Noah?
I was giving 3, but like after seeing that, like,
but that's also because you're built different, you know, big boy.
Soccer. Your immune system's probably like stronger.
Yeah, you know, alpha male.
What do you mean by that?
You just built different.
The Drewski. What do you mean by that?
Find out.
Ew.
What?
Anyways.
No, not like that. Why'd you all? You.
I'm gonna start taking everything you say to me. I'm gonna start taking it as like a sexual thing.
Ugh. I would rather. Never mind. That's mean.
When Dixie was on, what did you say after we like said something about like our first time saying love you or like our first kiss? You're like,
I'm gonna throw up.
Or you said something funny and it went viral on TikTok.
I'm gonna shit on myself.
Yes.
Yeah, y'all make me want to shit on myself.
Mm-hmm. And I meant that. Everything I said, I stand by that message.
Yeah, no, I think I would give it not 2 days. Two days. I think like not the day after, but the day after that, I'd be like, I would try a little nibble, and I'm like,
that's why you smell like that. I knew it. Noah has the worst smarts. Ugh. Noah has the worst carbs.
Not English. It's hard.
Oh, you know what else is hard?
Ew.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Noah has the worst farts I've ever smelled in my entire life.
It never farted in front of you.
Literally a lie. So pick me.
Those are sacred.
Your shits are loud too. One time I slept over his house and you went to the bathroom and I heard...
Y'all.
The toilet. It was crazy. I heard the toilet water hitting his ass.
The fact that I know some of you are believing this is
just
the
fact that it's true. This is, Dixie girl, call me. Because I know he puts you through some shit. This is a manipulative energy and I don't like it.
Arguing right. with the wall, babes.
On that note.
I sure am. The Great Wall of China, bitch.
Okay, if you're approached about helping with a science experiment in which you'd get paid $1 million to be put into an optional coma for 12 months, would you do it?
Yes.
So a whole year to be put in a coma for $1 million.
Mm-hmm. That's a good sleep.
At this stage of my life, no. 2 years ago, yeah.
I want to go.
But like, okay.
$1 million is a lot of money, but like.
No, let's pretend that you don't have the life you have. Let's pretend you don't have the life you have and you like, you know, struggling.
But you broke it.
Yeah, you're broke ass. You're struggling.
Yeah, of course. $1 million is a lot of money. I just think right now, like, fortunately, thanks to you guys and everyone around, like, I'm doing pretty well. So, don't need that right now. But yeah,
If I was struggling, would definitely go
into. I'd go to sleep for a whole year.
100%. I would tell everyone I love them, but like I'm gonna make a bag real quick by sleeping. Like waking up feels so good.
Do you wake up like you know your body's just
like no. You like you get frozen in like one of those chambers where like
oh hell yeah,
where like you don't age.
Yeah, let's say that.
Put me out.
Right.
I'm going to bed.
I'm coming back. Muscles are gonna be like I'm gonna be so refreshed. You bitches are
aging while I'm taking a nap.
Right.
Come on, anti-aging.
But like, what if you go to sleep during a year that is crazy shit goes down and then you have to wake
Thank
up
God.
To...
Y'all better update me. What's the 411 when I wake up?
Yeah.
What if it's like the apocalypse?
Like, you scroll through Twitter.
Thank God. It's just me?
An apocalypse?
Yeah, you missed your last good year.
That sounds so much fun.
Then am I the last one alive?
No. But you're waking up to a mess.
Yeah, then the $1 million doesn't really have that much of value.
Right.
So that's kind of... Guess you got to roll the dice on that one. A lot can happen in 12 months, but also...
You're right.
If I'm struggling, what are the chances of me making $1 million in a year?
Yeah.
By sleeping.
True. The claws are out today.
Okay. I literally was just hyping him up, and he looked at me like he was going to spit in my face.
We did ask this Emma? One when Vinny was on, but I think we should ask this one again to get Larry's answer.
Shoot me.
If you got stuck in an elevator for 24 hours with one of your friends, who would you not want to be stuck with?
Who would just drive you insane in there?
Who did you choose?
You.
Did you actually?
Did I?
After. Not immediately. It was like after going through people that you didn't want
to I said like. I knew you could take it. So I was like, I'll say you. Because like, yeah, there's a few that came to mind.
Vinny said Maxwell.
My manager.
I would say Mario Selman.
Y'all would go crazy.
I think we would kill each other. I would hold my breath. In a heartbeat. Cause imagine his gay ass getting hot, sweaty, flustered, and having an attitude. One thing I don't like is white people. And the other thing I don't like is gay white people. And he has an attitude problem. And Mario, if you're watching this, try me, bitch. I cannot stand a bitch with an attitude. And when he gets hungry and irritated and sweaty, he's just like very snappy. And you know what? I grew up in the hood, so I would definitely have to put the paws on him.
Aren't you like half white? Like, aren't you light skinned?
Babe, like 23% white. Oh my God, my mom is fa la la la. Energy. Ew. You always want to try to.
Just facts. I'm just saying, you gotta have some of me in you.
I did.
Ew.
Yeah. Bitch. You want to play with me, girl.
Anyways.
Leave it.
You still have the same answer, Noah?
Definitely.
Me?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Hold breath will be held.
You want to talk?
I'll help
you. I will smell you after the gym. And it's
I'll
not
give
pleasant.
You my whole bank account.
You give cottage cheese.
I'll give you my whole bank account to help me kill myself in there.
I would do it for free.
Good to know.
Seriously.
Fuck you.
You bet.
Okay, if you could be alive for a historical event,
I'm okay.
What historical event would you want to be
this is
able
good.
To experience?
There's so many that I would love to be, not love to be, but would be curious.
I would be alive. I would love to see Martin Luther King, I Had a Dream speech. Mm.
Like you front row, like,
you know. Me voguing on stage.
Being a sign language interpreter.
Me. That would eat. You're giving...
Here we go.
You're giving...
Come on, assume for me.
You're giving when Christopher Columbus striked the United States. When he colonized us.
You'd be right behind him.
You'd be right behind him, girl. Mm-hmm. Making a TikTok.
He wasn't actually the first one to discover the...
I didn't say he was the first one to discover. I just said when he discovered.
Am I Christopher Columbus?
Or? Absolutely. Colonizer.
Right.
What would you want to experience?
Because you can go far, but like, do I want to be the only human in like the dinosaur age? Probably not. Would it be fun to
That'd
see? Kind of.
That'd be silly. Imagine like a T-Rex.
Would I want to live in like the gladiator days? Kind of like ancient Rome, like that kind of thing. Kind of.
The Renaissance era.
Like, do I want to be in Game of Thrones? Yeah.
That one's not real.
I'm just Renaissance. Yeah. Like, do I want to live in the 20s and be a gangster? Great Gatsby vibes. Ah. Peaky Blinders type vibe. But also, do I want to be part of the Great Depression? No. 1800s probably wasn't the best time to be alive.
Definitely was not the best time.
Yeah.
Definitely not. Like Great War? No.
Yeah, like
the Civil War. I could see
you. I mean, that'd be such a boring answer, but like the 80s would be kind of fun. Like, I want, like, before social media.
During racism. Interesting. I think we're done here. Guys, we love each other.
No, I think the 80s would actually be fun. I think that's a good answer. Like, it's kind of recent in a sense, even though it was 40 years ago, which is crazy to think. But I think, like, a time right before, like, not electricity, but like phones and like
but social media. But a historical event is not the 80s, though. You can't just say the 80s.
Kind of.
True. No, he's right.
Give us a specific event.
Yeah.
Probably like the first ever like World Cup game. I think that'd be really cool. I don't know how far that date back. Or like watching Pele play. That'd be kind of cool.
Can you say?
But there's definitely more answers to that. I just don't.
Can you say Arnold Schwarzenegger for me?
Not gonna do that. You know, I got tricked in live. I hope no one finds it.
Why would you say it so people can go look for it?
Because it was funny, and like obviously, like if I address it now, then it's. And like at the time, it was when I had like 200,000 followers. I was new to social media. I had no one had ever hit me with this, and it was good. And luckily, I took a little pause because it could have been bad. But someone
did they make you say his last name?
No, they were like, "Can you like it's my birthday? Can you say happy birthday, Nick?"
Don't say that.
Kerr. And I said that pretty fast. And I was like, after I said it, I was like, you fuckers. Like, I literally like, I like went back to him.
You ran right into it, yeah.
Yeah, I was like, I'm not, like, I just started this. I'm not, like, this is not how I'm going down. So
they got you good.
We overcame that.
Proud of you.
Thanks. So brave.
Would you rather take a cold shower on a hot summer day? Oof. Or be wrapped in a warm blanket on a cold winter day?
That's a good one. Because I thought there would be an obvious answer. Because like I was like, I don't mind a cold shower. In fact, like I love a cold shower. But I also like one of my favorite things like on a really cold day.
Is being when, like, wrapped in a blanket.
That's how I fall
asleep. I would choose wrapped in a blanket because I don't know if my body can handle a cold shower.
I would take a cold shower just due to the fact that it also like... I'm not only like not only does it feel good, there are also like health benefits to it. You know, like being wrapped in a hot blanket doesn't have many benefits.
Sweating? No.
We don't want that, do we?
I don't know.
I don't want that. I'd rather take a cold shower. You know, tighten the skin. You know.
Okay.
Wake everything up. It was a really annoying answer, but it was just funny.
What was the highest waste of money that you don't regret?
My grandma's house.
That's kind of like an oxymoron because it's like a waste, but you don't regret it.
That is true. I like that answer.
So that's not an answer. I feel like you're, that's not a waste of money, you buying your grandma a place.
No, but like, I guess I could think of like a jacket I've bought before that. Like,
right, exactly.
Like, so your, like your grandma's house is definitely something that like,
I'm sure
needed to happen.
Yeah.
Whereas like the jacket.
It didn't.
Oh, you're saying you wasted your money on her?
Because I want her out of the hood. I want to get her into a new house, into like a nicer neighborhood. I feel bad.
Into a new hood.
I feel like I wasted it because all I did was remodel the entire home and she lives in the same place, so it doesn't feel like I kind of like took her out of it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
so kind of embarrassing. So I feel like I could
just do better. Anyway.
Personally, if a white man talked to me like that, I would probably shoot him. But however, you are
personally, it did happen. What's up? I did talk to you. Stand up. We start fighting in the middle of our podcast.
Fight.
Sit your ass down. I'm sad.
I don't know what they got in the Valley Water. Where were you from in Hollywood?
Not from Hollywood.
No, you are. You live in Hollywood. Next to Boa Steakhouse.
I live in Hollywood now.
Yeah, you do. Uh-huh. I don't know what water's in that, but it got you real froggy today. So jump, bitch. Jump. You think just because you're pretty and privileged and white, you can talk to me this type of way? Nar. It's not going to happen. Nar.
What is with that? Why?
Whatever, if you do it again, you know, it will be leaked. There will be a video of you saying the N-word on live. Your girlfriend, gone. Guess where she'll be? Just guess. 6 feet under.
Is she with you? Oh.
How much money do you guys have to get offered in order to fight each other on TV?
$3.
Two.
Zero.
Damn.
Bitch, what's up? I'll pay them.
Noah, I honestly... I'll pay people to come to them. Like, genuinely, if I had to fight you, I wouldn't even, like... I would run the opposite way. You are a big-ass bitch.
You bet your ass.
Bullets would just irritate you. I would need an RPG to knock your ass down. I would need a nuke bomb.
Flick off of them.
Oh, my God. Like, a samurai sword? No, girl. I'm going to need a machete.
Yo, I'm not that big.
I'm going to need the dragons in fucking Game of Thrones to take your big ass down. Seriously.
I would ride it. I'm trying to... I don't spend my money on that.
I want my necklace back. Mm-hmm. I want my necklace back.
Rip it off. Have it.
You.
And I saw... waste of money. That's tough. Because, like...
This podcast studio. I'm joking. I love being a podcast with Noah. Okay.
Oh, you're thinking outside the box. Okay, you're thinking about... I bought my mom a car. That's not waste.
That's definitely not a waste.
Loves that. Like, she deserves that.
Mama Beck deserves everything and more. Seriously. And Daddy Beck. Hit me up, Stink.
What's with that? Like, what's with you and my dad?
Girl, we have a close connection.
Do you want a big dog?
You would never know.
Larry told one of my friends that he's D1
however, big dog. I am a part of the family, and however, I can ground your ass with the power that I hold.
Ew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways,
You call me Larry Beck at this point.
Call me father.
Yeah. Call me your stepmother, bitch. Mm-hmm.
Pookie. I think the most money I've spent, like, for myself is, like, not for myself. And they've been, like, trips to, like, amusement parks. Like, when it's, like, too quick of a turnaround to, like, not do, like, a paid mm-hmm. thing.
Yeah.
So, and, like, those kind of add up.
Right.
But, like, those are fun. And I don't regret them. But I'm just thinking of, like, my biggest... Like, when I go out to dinner, sometimes, like... Sometimes I do regret, like, going out to, like, a nice dinner. And it's not, like, it's, like, with my friends that I usually go to dinner with. But it's not like, not, like, I'm trying to impress them. Like, they know my life and everything. So it's, like, why didn't we just go to, like...
Yeah.
You know, something not... Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean? So, like, there have been times where, like, I've gone to Nobu. And I'm like, let's go to Nobu. You know, let's go. And then you end up spending, like...
Way too much.
$1,000.
Yeah, it's, like, a K. And I'm like...
These restaurants are very high priced. It's actually.
It's not even that I regret it. It's just more of like, why? You know? Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah, I see it.
But. Yeah. They're fun. Yeah, I don't. I'm pretty smart with my money, so I don't really like regret anything. I'm trying to think, like, did I put any money into like crypto or like NFTs? And like, I did a lot of research on it because I was like going to, and then as soon as like it went to the shitter, I was like, good thing.
Out of here.
So that would have probably been a big regret. That's the thing with like investments is like you never know.
Right, right. Okay, wait. Would you rather all songs exist but they are all performed by Pitbull, or only one Pitbull song exists but it's performed by every artist with their own cover interpretation?
Ooh.
Whoa.
The last...
You can do that with any other artist too. Like, why Pitbull?
Imagine Beyonce performing Fireball.
Fireball.
That's the only thing she says.
I'm okay with it. Blackpink performing Timber.
Ariana.
Is going down. Oh, yeah. Ariana performing Tinder. Timber. Yeah. Because, like, Pitbull, like, I don't want to see her perform Dangerous Woman. Like, I don't want to see that.
No, but it's only one Pitbull song is performed by every artist.
That's perfectly wrong. I do not want to see Pitbull perform God, it's a woman. I'm there. Like, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
That's a night terror. Great way to put it. I'm scared. But actually,
but I've seen Ariana sing.
I think you would eat that up.
He probably would, but
add his own little twist to it. I love Pitbull.
Dolly.
I love Pitbull.
I've seen some interviews of Pitbull. I'm like, wow, I really like Pitbull. Like,
Pitbull just makes well-spoken me want to scream. But however, though, I want to see Blackpink perform Dolly.
Wait, which one are you going with?
I'm going with every artist. Perform just one Pitbull song. Just because I think that would be so fun.
I don't know, just for the sake of it, I think I would do same song, different artist.
Okay, yeah.
Just because some would slow it down, some would speed it up, you know, that kind of thing.
Like, imagine some Brent Faiyaz with Timber.
Some features too on it.
Mm-hmm. See, we're here.
Wish we weren't.
Penis-sized nipples or nipple-sized penis?
I'll let you. How big is the penis?
Also, when I said Noah got a bigger penis,
doesn't matter since they're both the same size. Some people are funny.
Oh, this is a good one. Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time or by people who complain all the time?
Wow, that's a good one. Brag or complain? Like, which one's worse? Like, which one just genuinely like irks me more?
I think complaining is way worse. Because like bragging is like, oh, I look so good right now. But complaining is like, fuck, I look like shit. I want to die.
I would say brag because it's funny because you can play into it and be like, shut the fuck up. Like, no, you don't. And then I would be like, bro, I look so good. And it's just like.
Yeah, but like if someone's like.
It's kind of funny.
My kinkles are showing today. And you'd be like, shut the fuck up. They're like.
Or you can. Yeah, exactly. I definitely would say brag. Complaining would just be so annoying.
Right. I feel like bragging doesn't have the power to bring you down like complaining does.
Yeah. Yeah. And brag almost like almost brings you up. Like they might be like a better time just because it's like. Their arrogance is just like almost so ridiculous. It's like you just kind of have to laugh at it.
Would you rather have All Star by Smash Mouth play every time you orgasm or orgasm every time you hear All Star by Smash Mouth?
Unfortunately, I do not know this song.
Right. So
hey, you're a rock star. Oh. Shrek.
I'd rather orgasm every time I hear the song because I already do.
Ew. Like.
You're a white man.
That's crazy. Ew. That's crazy how you can just air that out. Like, I am?
Yeah.
No, that'd be sick. Like, where is it being played out? Like, just in my head or out loud?
Noah, let's be logical. They don't play this song on the radio, and you barely hear this song on your day-to-day. So
you don't want to orgasm?
No, every time you
hear it. Is that the only way you can't orgasm?
That, I feel like, is the scary part because you are going to hear it at, like, the most... random places.
You'll orgasm while you watch Shrek in the theater. Like, imagine.
I'm down.
With a bunch of kids.
You're at a wedding and they play it?
Yeah.
Okay, well.
Is it the only way you can orgasm? Like, can you orgasm, like, doing something else? And then, like, on top of that?
Like, I feel like, yeah. I feel like you can orgasm doing something else. But if you hear it, you're going to orgasm.
I'd rather have it honestly play out loud every time I do. I think it'd be so funny.
Also, I feel like you're about to say they don't play that at weddings. At white weddings?
Oh, my God, I know.
It's such a conversation start. It's such, like, a... Like, sometimes you need that, like, comedic relief after, like, you know, after, like, all that tension. It's just like, did you just?
I'm like, imagine you're hooking up with someone. No, I know, I'm thinking about like, it now, and it's kind of funny.
Cause you start jamming with them.
Because I'll be such an asshole. Yeah. I'll be, like, in the car, we're chilling with our friends, and I know you're in the back. I'm like, I play it. I'll be such an asshole about it, and I just play, and you're just.
I know, I would be the other way around. Like, every time I orgasm, then it would play. So, like, I thought you were going to say, imagine you're in the car and you're just like,
yeah, like, that'd be so funny.
You guys want to hear some music?
That's a power.
That's a power, Jesus.
That'd be dope.
Here's a good one.
Wait, these are funny.
Would you rather shit out a watermelon or piss out a golf ball?
The silence
is deafening.
I would love to see some of the responses. Like, what are people saying to this? Are these the replies?
Sounds like free golf balls.
But that watermelon must hit different.
You would like that, huh? Your power bottle. Can I say that? Is that like a...
That I don't know if I can say that. You just call me a faggot.
Okay, then cut that.
No, it's okay. You slayed me. Queen.
No, I do not.
Okay, I have another question.
I don't want that
I have
coming.
A question. Have
you have a
question.
Would you rather?
Yeah. Okay. No, this question for you.
Okay.
For him?
Mm-hmm. Just for him.
Okay.
Is Noah a power bottom or power top?
Interesting.
Personally, me, I can answer this.
I think I know what you're going to answer.
Come on, queen.
And I think I agree.
Bust the splits on him one time.
What are some... So annoying. Like, I just get so uncomfortable.
No, because you can pick on me all damn day, but then I want to...
I'm not picking on you. You have a strong opinion. It's so fun just like...
No, girl. I sit here and you go, fuck you.
That's true. I did do that.
So then when I retaliate, oh, I'm the bad... You're a Karen. You're a Karen.
That's crazy.
You're such a Karen. And you, one of those girls, and when I start filming, you're just like, why are you filming me? Face ass.
Right.
Monkeypox.
Ew.
Infected.
Would you rather never be able to wear clothes or always have itchy allergy eyes?
Never be able to wear clothes. Mm. I can't stand itchy eyes.
And they would never go away.
Yeah. But like walking around naked is like,
you might as well blind yourself.
It's free.
Yeah. Like you're welcome.
I worked with this, you know?
Yeah.
gifted with that.
Would you rather fight Mike Tyson once and probably get your ass beat, or talk like Mike Tyson for the rest of your life?
I would fight Mike Tyson.
He could kill you.
He could literally kill you.
He
could bite your ear off. Misery.
Thank you, Mike.
I think I would take one punch and go down so fast. And by take one punch, I would like cushion it. It's not much of a cushion. Like, I know that thing's coming hard, but like, I would almost anticipate it. So I would like kind of soften the blow slightly.
Go into it.
I think I would still might suffer a broken jaw, but I'd rather have that than...
Or a brain tumor.
Yeah. That's scary. Sucks.
Yeah, that's...
I don't want to talk like him either. No offense, Mike, but like...
What about a cat with a human face or dog with human hands?
Oh, both are disturbing sights.
Oh, I just thought about it. Ew.
Yeah, it takes a second.
Human,
yeah.
That'd be so scary to see a cat with a human face.
But like a dog with human hands is funny. Because they can open doors and stuff.
You like dap them up.
Yeah.
That would be kind of funny.
Like imagine Milo with hands. He's like, what's up, my nigga?
Yeah, I would do.
Dog with human hands. That's so cute.
That's a good one.
I would love to see it.
Imagine you wake up to a cat, like a cat's like nuzzling you at night and you look over and it's like a human face.
Oh, no, that's scary.
It's a jump scare for sure.
Would you rather change gender every time you sneeze or not be able to tell the difference between a muffin and a baby?
Change genders.
Wait, what?
A muffin and a baby?
Yeah, you can't tell the difference.
Once you start eating a baby, you're just like, oh, this muffin looks delicious.
It's Stormy.
What is this with you?
Stormy baby.
Change gender every time you sneeze.
That would be so funny, though.
That would be pretty funny.
Because I'll get into any party free.
Achoo. It's free. Yo, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would probably do muffin and baby.
Over changing your gender?
Yeah, just due to the fact that, like, I would cut muffins out of my diet completely just due to the fact that I don't want to make that mistake. Yeah. And then, like, at what age do they become not a baby? Like, what age are they, like, a toddler? And then, bam, I can tell the difference. Because, like, what if I have a kid of my own and I constantly think it's a muffin?
Right. I didn't really think about that yet.
Like, I see a muffin coming out of my wife. Like,
you're like, mmm.
That's scary.
This looks too good.
It's like water.
And, like, who eats muffins nowadays? Because I definitely...
Someone said, definitely change genders. I can fuck anything I want.
You either watch your parents have sex every night, eyes wide open, or join them once to make it stop.
I've heard this question. That's so bad. Like,
oh my God. Oh my God. I think I could taste that. Oh my God.
Not.
My daughter asked me the other day if I'd rather be stung all over by millions of bees or stomp a kitten.
That kitten's gotta go.
Yeah, fuck that kitten.
Fuck that
kitten.
I'm not a big cat, but I grew up with cats and I love cats.
I do too, but like a million bees. That kitten's bees? Gotta go.
A million bees can kill you.
Yeah.
Like from that pain.
You know how
like,
petty a bee is to like sting you just to be.
Just to die.
Just to die? Like that's a petty
fuck
ass
a bee.
We
need bees though.
And but millions.
We do need
Have
bees.
You seen a bee movie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't fuck him.
Oh. Barry? Yeah. I think his name's Barry, right? Is it Barry the
I
bee?
I don't know.
I thought it was on the same page. My fault.
He's that's Seinfeld's voice, isn't it? The one that plays the bit. Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
I don't need your insurance.
Fuck you. Ugh.
All right.
Okay. I need to get that out.
Interesting.
As a man, would you rather have a fully functioning penis on your forehead or no penis at all? So fully functioning, but it's on your forehead.
Imagine just, and you're like, no, because that foreplay is crazy.
Yeah,
you're.
Yeah,
you thought it. Don't look at me like I'm crazy.
What? What? Like, damn! I look at you and I damn, get I even, defensive.
Oh my God! I didn't even do anything.
Damn.
Would you rather play Uno in hell for 900 years?
I'm already doing it.
What?
Or walk the entirety of a Minecraft world?
Walk the entirety of a Minecraft.
Which is board. A 30 million by 30 million grid.
Oh, I'd rather play Uno in hell, though, because I'm already going to hell, so.
Either way, I'm dying.
But, like, you know how lit hell is right now?
I don't want to... Don't say that.
Like, all the crazy people that are there. Like, that's just probably wild. The party's there. Crazy. Think about it.
Don't say that.
Well, heaven, like, it's everyone that's, you know, wholesome.
What happened? Scary. I don't want you going to hell.
I'm just trying to make you think.
If they're, yeah.
I'm just trying to make you think.
Are you religious?
I am very religious. I'm Christian.
Are you?
Mm-hmm. I was baptized twice. They said the first time didn't work. Let's try the second time.
Didn't work?
What?
I was baptized twice.
Why didn't it work the first time?
Ask him. Don't ask me.
You should talk to Curtis.
I thought it was going to be like, they dropped you.
I'm good. Oh. Are you religious?
Did you just Doctor Strange me?
I did.
Huh?
I did.
I'm not.
I can tell.
Just because I didn't grow up. I'm very open-minded, though, and I want to learn about it. It's just, I haven't really, like, I've been to church, though. Like, I've been to, like, my friend, one of my best friends growing up was Mormon. And then I had a few Christian friends. And then, like, had a lot of Jewish friends, actually. Mm. I was just, like, I loved learning about every kind. I was like, so, like, what do you believe in? And yeah. They, like, would tell me. And I'm just, like,
sick.
And I'm just, like, damn. Nice. Like, my parent, like, I just wasn't religious growing up. But I always loved to learn about it. And, sorry. Like, I think eventually I'll, I don't know.
Yeah, you're gonna. Will you enforce it on your kids?
I don't know.
Or just let them.
Pay? I don't think so. I don't think I'll enforce it on my kids. I think I might eventually. I don't know how it works completely. I don't want to say the wrong term, but would I might
enforce it.
I'm sorry.
Would you enforce religion?
I would give them the option, definitely. Yeah, I'm like, not gonna force anything on my kids. I'm more so just gonna let them do what they want because strict parents make sneaky kids, and that's why I am like Pink Panther, bitch.
Tip throwing. You don't want your kids to be like you?
No, not at all.
Oh,
because my parents are very strict, so like it made me do things. It made me rebel more. But if you give your if you give your kids the option to like make the decision, they'll learn on their own. And obviously, you know, it's like good grades, and I'll let you go party till like 11, but come home. Like, it's a healthy balance.
Yeah.
Feel that.
Reward. Yeah. But however, my kids will not be allowed on the internet until they're 18.
Wow.
Mm-mm. Seems pretty strict.
Yep.
You don't think they're gonna like see all their friends on Instagram?
I mean, not like I'll have to supervise it. I'm just scared that my kid's going to come across weirdos because there's a lot of weirdos on the internet.
I think it's inevitable.
And my kids are probably gonna be nepotism babies, so they don't need the internet. Like, let's be fucking for real.
They got the nanny.
They got the nanny. Their friends come over.
The iPad is their nanny.
Damn. Literally, you take them to an island where if they wanted social media, they couldn't. There's no service.
Girl.
That sounds like some cult shit.
Yeah.
Some shit he would...
Don't sit here and act like that was... Like, don't.
Did
don't
I do that. Say anything?
You said...
I just said, don't. Girl.
I knew where it was going.
You didn't know.
Don't do
you
that.
You think you're that so raven, bitch. You think you knew the future.
Yeah, visions.
Girl, what you need to envision is a shower and wash that stinky ass of yours, girl.
Why? That's like, that is your one thing you always say about me. Say something true.
You think that's the truth. Yeah. Take a shower. Okay, that is it for this episode of Put a Sock in It featuring Leray and Noah Beck. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Please make sure to thumbs up and subscribe and comment down some other things you guys would like us to talk about. Follow me on all my socials at Leray. Follow him at Noah Beck. And we will probably see y'all next week, right? With a guest?
That's a good outro, to be fair. Wow.
I do this. Yeah. I'm new to this. You do this. True to this. Wait. I'm true to this.
Hey, comment some questions you guys want us to answer. Like, let's do a little Ask Me Anything. Let's do, like...
You're so expressive today.
A little Q&A. Let's do it.
Comment what you guys want to answer.
Yeah.
Okay. You're a little expressive, girl.
Okay.
My bitch got facial expression. You would be so good at Musical.ly. You eat.
I almost find that, like, disrespectful.
Can you get us a visa and show your abs? Come on.
Shut up. Okay. Comment what you guys want us to answer. Ask us anything, and we'll try to get back to it. And then...
What do you said times two?
Yeah. Bye, guys.